By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine this morning, mashallah. Let's begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, it does come along with the Urdu translation, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the translation of Kanzul Iman, written by none other than the Mujaddid, the great Mujaddid, the Imam Ahmad Khan, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to this. Make good intentions, because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah azza wa jal. Also, please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then it is our duty to give our full respect, meaning our attention to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا.
اور یاد کرو اللہ کا احسان اپنے اوپر اور وہ عہد جو اس نے تم سے لیا جبکہ تم نے کہا ہم نے سنا اور مانا.
واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور.
اور اللہ سے ڈرو بے شک اللہ دلوں کی بات جانتا ہے.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا.
اے ایمان والو اللہ کے حکم پر خوب قائم ہو جاؤ انصاف کے ساتھ گواہی دیتے اور تم کو کسی قوم کی عداوت یعنی دشمنی اس پر نہ ابھارے کہ انصاف نہ کرو.
اعدلوا هو اقرب للتقوى.
انصاف کرو وہ پرہیزگاری سے زیادہ قریب ہے.
واتقوا اللہ ان اللہ خبیر بما تعملون.
اور اللہ سے ڈرو بے شک اللہ کو تمہارے کاموں کی خبر ہے.
وعد اللہ الذین آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة واجر عظیم.
ایمان والے نیکوکاروں سے اللہ کا وعدہ ہے کہ ان کے لیے بخشش اور بڑا ثواب ہے.
والذین کفروا وکذبوا بآیاتنا اولئک اصحاب الجحیم.
اور وہ جنہوں نے کفر کیا اور ہماری آیتیں جھٹلائیں وہی دوزخ والے ہیں.
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اذکروا نعمت اللہ علیکم اذ ہم قوم ان یبسطوا الیکم ایدیہم فکف ایدیہم عنکم واتقوا اللہ.
اے ایمان والو اللہ کا احسان اپنے اوپر یاد کرو جب ایک قوم نے چاہا کہ تم پر دست درازی کریں تو اس نے ان کے ہاتھ تم پر سے روک دیے، اور اللہ سے ڈرو۔
وعلی اللہ فلیتوکل المؤمنون،
اور مسلمانوں کو اللہ ہی پر بھروسہ چاہیے۔
وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمُ اثْنَيْ عَشَرَ نَقِيبًا،
اور بے شک اللہ نے بنی اسرائیل سے عہد لیا اور ہم نے ان میں 12 سردار قائم کیے۔
وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ لئن أقمتم الصلاة وآتيتم الزكاة وآمنتم برسلي وعزرتموهم وأقرضتم الله قرضا حسنا لأكفرن عنكم سيئاتكم ولأدخلنكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار۔
اور اللہ نے فرمایا، بے شک میں تمہارے ساتھ ہوں، ضرور اگر تم نماز قائم رکھو اور زکات دو اور میرے رسولوں پر ایمان لاؤ اور ان کی تعظیم کرو اور اللہ کو قرض حسن دو، تو بے شک میں تمہارے گناہ اتار دوں گا اور ضرور تمہیں باغوں میں لے جاؤں گا جن کے نیچے نہریں رواں۔
فَمَن كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ،
پھر اس کے بعد جو تم میں سے کفر کرے وہ ضرور سیدھی راہ سے بہکا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ My dear viewers of Mandarin channel, alhamdulillah, we have listened to the glorious Quran. Let's now move on to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Manu shak madine jawarda میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں، میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں، میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں، میری جامی ورگی طور نہیں، پر مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا، میرا عشق یہ کہندا
پیار کی کریے بے صبری دا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا میرے دل وچوں جاندا چور نہیں تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا والے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا والے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور بھی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم دی ویوز آف مدنی چینل MashaAllah, you are watching Rise and Shine. We've just seen our respected and honorable Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, Rukn Shura, my dear viewers of Madrid channel. MashaAllah, a beautiful Naat Sharif Kalam, which they have recited. Alhamdulillah, we have just heard a beautiful Kalam being recited. What has been mentioned in this Kalam, in what he recited? What was stated, what was mentioned, he was just expressing his desire to go and visit. Shauq means to be inclined towards something, to have a desire for something. And what is his desire for? It is to visit a place, and this place is none other than the blessed city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Yes, my dear viewers, people cry. Literally cry, and some people would be amazed by this. And they may even, let's just say there's a non-Muslim watching and he's thinking, you know, somebody who's not a Muslim, he's probably thinking that crying just to visit a city, what's so special about this city? Allahu Akbar. This is something which not everybody understands the speciality. It's not something which can be described. Even if I was to speak about it, it would not justify the brilliance, the atmosphere, the greatness of this city. Really, just going to a, you will need to go there for you to understand. And this is for everybody, everyone. I would say go there and you'll realize. Go there and you'll realize how special this city is. Because honestly, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah, there are many people who would agree that you could go and visit many places. You know, there are many places in the world you can go to. And yes, every country is beautiful in its own way. You know, it has its own, whether that be natural beauty, whatever it may be. But I can say to all those people, go to, you know, wherever you wish, go to those places. If you think this place is special, another place is special, that's fine. But go to the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. You yourself will realize that all of the other places you have been to, none of them can compare to the city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. None of them, really none of them. Just the feeling you have is not something which can be described. And this is why people are reciting poetry, expressing their desire to go and visit the blessed city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, to see the Green Dome, the mausoleum of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. You know, many people are wishing and they express this desire to go and do so. They wish to go to such a place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant every single one of us the ability to go visit Al-Madinatul Munawwara, to go and perform the Umrah, to go and perform the Umrah, inshaAllah wa'azzudal in Makkatul Mukarramah. And also, another holy land, a blessed land, Al-Aqsa Sharif too, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Quran is something we should be reading all year round. But sadly that doesn't happen. By the way, my dear viewers, the Quran is being read, is always being read. And this is one of the beauties of the Quran, that the Quran is always being read. At whatever time of the day, the Quran is always being read. Alhamdulillah. But I'm just speaking about in our daily lives, the general public, the masses. How often do we recite the Quran? There are students of knowledge, mashallah, who will always be reciting the Quran. People who are memorizing the Holy Quran, they'll be reciting it. And people in different countries, in possibly every country of the world, there will be somebody reciting the glorious Quran. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, us, we need to just look at ourselves. That am I one of those? Am I one of those people who read the Quran? Can I say I read the Quran regularly? Can I say, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that I have any understanding of the Quran? What is in the Quran? What is written in the Quran? The Mus'haf which we have, that which we have in our houses. By the way, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, now it used to be that many people, they would have the glorious Quran, but they would just keep it in a corner of their houses. But now we find that there are many people who they don't even have the Quran at home. Many people will not even have the Quran at home. And such people, you know, we're all Muslims, we class ourselves, we call ourselves Muslims. But some of us may not even have the Quran at home. For those, immediately, they need to purchase a Mus'haf. They need to purchase one, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and they need to at least have one in their home. Because, and I'm just thinking, how shall I say this? But just having the Quran itself is a source of blessings, no doubt about it. But my dear viewers, when we have the Quran, and this will be 99% of the people, when we have the Quran at home, but we don't read the Quran, this is problematic. We have the Quran, we never open the Quran. Ask yourselves, when was the last time you have opened the glorious Quran? And for many it will be possibly that my mother was ill, she possibly passed away, my father, my brothers, you know, sister, children maybe, uncle, a close relative, a very close friend of mine, they've either passed away or they were on the verge of passing away. They were very, very ill, they were extremely ill. So them days I used to recite the Quran. But that's all it will be. Is this the only time for us to recite the Quran? No. The Quran is something which should be part of our daily life. Everybody. The Quran should be part of your daily life. And one of the worst problems we are facing, my dear viewers, is we think, I don't need to read the Quran, but I need to get my children to read the Quran. My parents, they would send me to the masjid, or they would get me to learn the Quran, or to read the Quran here and there. But as I grew up, you stopped reading it. And now that my children have reached a particular age, okay, I'm going to send my children to go and read the Quran, to learn how to read the Quran. But I don't need to read the Quran. But if it was this type of thinking is very dangerous. This thinking, my dear viewers, is really problematic. We cannot think that, no, I do not need to read the Quran. This is not something which we should be thinking. But sadly, people do think like this. They say, okay, yeah, don't worry, inshallah, summer's coming out, I'll get my children to read the Quran. No, my dear viewers. The Quran needs to be read by everybody. Everyone needs to open the Quran. It doesn't matter about your age. You're never too old to read the Quran. But you know, we have parents who think, no, it's okay. I send my children to the masjid. They think that will suffice on their behalf. This does not happen, my dear viewers. It's not like this. No. As individuals, each and every single one of us, we all need to open the Quran. We all need to open the Quran. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, why? Some people would be saying, why? Because the Quran was sent for each and every single one of us. The Quran was sent for all of mankind. It was sent to man, jinn. It was sent as guidance. As guidance, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, for each and every single one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send the Quran for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And in fact, now we come to think of it, that the first revelation given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first revelation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he would regularly go away from the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was born, he was raised in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he would regularly go away from the people. Why? Because the people would be indulged in wrongdoing, in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would worship idols. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, from the very beginning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So while such people used to be indulged in such things, idol worship, etc., etc., Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to distance himself from such people. He didn't used to like such actions which are going against the one and only true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to only wish to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same, the Rabb of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So for this he used to climb up a mountain known as Mount Nur. And within there is a cave, still is up till this very day. I'm just wondering if the cave is actually still there. But yes, it is. There is, my dear viewers. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there and he would worship. He would worship at this cave. It won't be exactly the same as it used to be, no doubt about it. As time passes, you know, it erodes, etc., etc. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would spend his time in this cave worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember that the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is speaking about, he himself states that I was a prophet at that time when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was yet between water and soil. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa would be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person comes. Yes, a person. And he comes and says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read, iqra, read. He says, second time, read. Third time. He says, iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who has created. Now, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, the first order given in the Holy Quran, the first word of the Holy Quran, the first revelation to the greatest, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this, my dear viewers, is, you know, something we must remember, that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no such thing as revelation. No, it's finished. Revelation is finished. Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last and final, he's Khatam al-Nabiyyin, he's the seal of prophethood. So the revelation, the last and final revelation, the Quran, which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's completely impossible for there to be another prophet or messenger after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this is what everybody believes. This is what we believe, my dear viewers, and we must believe this to be a Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final prophet or messenger, and imagine, you know, this is the greatest of all the books, the greatest of, yes, the greatest of all books given to the greatest of all people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first order which was given was iqra, read. My dear viewers, we need to think that how often do we read the Quran? How often do we read the Quran? Why is it we are not reading the Quran? And one of the main reasons would be, not that this is even, not that even constitutes a valid reason, no way, my dear viewers. But what is the reason which people, or excuse, which people would say, that I don't have the time. I don't get time. I'm just busy. And something we must understand, my dear viewers, is everything, our entire life, it is, we spend it in accordance to how we prioritize things. It's all about priorities, isn't it? Those things you prioritize, those things you are going to do. Those things which are not at the, you know, a priority, those things you do not do. So now we need to ask ourselves, I don't have time, why don't I have time? The reason I don't have time is because this is not considered a priority. Why? Because I have time to do other things. You know, nowadays everything's on time. I have time to have my breakfast, I have time to spend with my family, I have, you know, time to go to different places. It's summer, I have time to go out. You know, there's so much time, time to watch TV, there's time for everything. There's gym, whatever it may be, gym time, time for everything. But within our schedule, we do not have a Quran time. So we have breakfast time, we have lunch time, we have dinner or supper time, we have, as I said, gym time, we have what we call family time, we have what we call personal or own time. You know, there's so many times, but sadly there's no Quran time. Why do we not have the Quran time? The reason being, well, we say we don't have time, but it's because we have not made it a priority. Those things we have made a priority, to speak to our friends, to go onto social media, to watch TV, does that mean they come before the Quran? This is how it seems like, my dear viewers. This is how we are making it. But this should not be, it should not be like this, really. My dear viewers, by reciting the glorious Quran, just reciting one letter, you gain 10 deeds for reciting one letter of the glorious Quran. And Alif Lam Mim is not one, it is three. Allahu Akbar. Look how much reward there is in reciting the Quran. But yet, what are we doing? How often do we recite the Quran? Why is it we are not reciting the Quran? We don't have time. Why don't we have time? Make time. Substitute with others. Leave something else and put the Quran recitation. Add it to your schedule, to your daily tasks. Because the Quran should be part of your every single day. Yes, whether you are beginning your day by reading the glorious Quran, whether you are ending your day by reading the glorious Quran, whether it's mid, whether it's in the middle of your day, you must always have the Quran recitation. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's move to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Viewers of Madani channel, if in your life you had an opportunity to visit graveyard, then you see that these are the graves, apparently they all look the same, but not necessarily. The condition inside is also the same. Yes, those they had correct beliefs, those they worshipped Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those they did not miss salah, those they fasted in Ramadan, those they performed hajj, I mean those who fulfilled their fara'id, those they acted upon huquq al-ibad, and they also fulfilled huquq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And definitely, if they got the glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their grave would have turned into garden of peace. Their grave would have turned into garden of paradise. And unfortunately, those they did not have correct beliefs, those they did not worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in terms of fara'id and wajibat, those they did not fulfill huquq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and huquq of ibad, meaning huquq of the people, rights of the people. And unfortunately, if they had displeasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the grave turns to be a ditch of hell. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq that we prepare for the hereafter. And when we depart from this mortal world, we rest in peace. We rest in the garden of paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, a beautiful reminder there by our respected Ridwan Bhai, mashallah, from London. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. But imagine that, Allahu Akbar, that the graves from the outside, we can adorn them. And this is what sometimes people do. Although the graves should be left simple, by the way. But then, nevertheless, you know, people will do all sorts of things with the graves. And, you know, they come and, this shouldn't be done, by the way. People will come, they'll add lights, and they do all sorts of things. And sadly, sometimes they're coming and adding balloons, and fans, and what is that going to do? Really, this is something we need to think to ourselves. But nevertheless, my dear viewers, that it is possible that when we rest those people who are, you know, beloved to us, and we place them, even the coffin itself, you know, maybe in a really nice one, or on top, what happens, the soil is fresh, it may be, or it may be even right, the headstone, it may be really expensive. It doesn't matter what it is, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Why? Because the grave is different on the inside. You can adorn the, you know, the outside, make it look nice so that people think, oh wow, look what he's done for his family. That means he loves his family so much. This is not love. This is not showing love. What you can do is recite the glorious Quran and sin as Isa al-Sawab. And subhanAllah, speaking about the grave, my dear viewers, there's a famous story. Now, many of those people who recite the Quran, they'll recite Surah Yasin. Why? Because there are so many benefits in reciting or listening to Surah Yasin. Who hasn't heard of Surah Yasin? Alhamdulillah. This is one surah which possibly everybody's heard of. And you know, many of us would have memorized it by heart too. A beautiful surah of the glorious Quran, no doubt about it. But my dear viewers of Madari Channel, is mentioned that there's a person by the name of Hazrat Nasiruddin Basti, rahmallahu ta'ala. This Hazrat Nasiruddin Basti, rahmallahu ta'ala, he once became very, very ill, and he became so ill that he fell into a coma. So now he was completely, disabled, meaning he wasn't able to do anything. He wasn't able to move or anything. So much so that people thought, that's it, he's dead. This person's dead. He's in a coma. To us, it seems like he's dead. He's passed away. Let's perform the funeral rites, the rituals, and then we shall bury him. And this is exactly what happened. He was in a coma. He was in a coma, and they performed the funeral rites. Those things which normally would happen, all of the rituals, and they then went to the graveyard and they buried this great Imam, Hazrat Nasiruddin Basti, rahmahullahu ta'ala. They buried him. After having buried him, they throw the soil on top. They read their du'as or whatever it may be, and then they leave. Hazrat Nasiruddin Basti rahimahullahu ta'ala, throughout this entire time, is possibly trying to shout and tell them that I'm not dead, I'm alive. But Allahu alam, he himself is in a coma. He's not able to do nothing. How can he tell them that he's alive? And now, he's in a grave. He's still alive. He's in a grave. Allahu Akbar. What can he do? So Hazrat Nasiruddin Basti rahimahullahu ta'ala, being a lover of the glorious Quran, and he has memorized Surah Yasin. Why? Because he possesses a love for the Quran. How much do we know? How much have we memorized? Which part of the Quran? How much of the Quran do we know? Really, by heart, how much of the Quran do we know? Yes, alhamdulillah, people have protected the Quran. People have kept it in their chest. What do we mean? Meaning memorized it. Safeguarded the glorious Quran. Such, it is really, this is alhamdulillah, this is one of the miracles of the glorious Quran that is easy to recite. To memorize, my dear viewers. And yes, and we are proud to be seeing that alhamdulillah, as Muslims, even if all of the musahif, if all of the Qurans, if they all got lost, or if they were all removed, even then, alhamdulillah, the Qur'an is still safeguarded. The Qur'an is still protected. Why? Because one person will be able to read Surah Al-Fatiha, another Surah Al-Baqarah, another Surah Ali Imran, and they could continue. And alhamdulillah, every single part of the Qur'an is safeguarded. There are so many people who have memorized the glorious Qur'an. This is not with any other book. This is not with any other book, my dear viewers. Only with the glorious Quran. That you could go to any country in the world. Really, you could go to nearly any country in the world. You will find that there's a person, a Muslim who is there. He has memorized the glorious Quran. He or she, alhamdulillah. So many people have memorized the glorious Quran. Why was I saying this, my dear viewers? Because this person had also, Allahu alam whether he had memorized the entire Quran, but he had memorized Surah Yasin. He knew Surah Yasin by heart. He knew the surah by heart. And so he was able to recite it. And he begins to recite Surah Yasin. He recites it once. He recites it twice, thrice, four times, five, six. And he continues to recite Surah Yasin. Why? Because he's in a difficult situation. He's been buried alive. What is he supposed to do? How is he going to get himself out? How is he going to help himself? Imagine this. But he continues to recite Surah Yasin. He's recited it, 10, 20, 30 times now. 35 times. He continues to recite it. He gets to 36, 37, 38, 39. And then he begins to hear something from outside. Just thinking, what is it? And he hears that somebody is digging, just digging the grave. He's wondering, what is this? What's made somebody dig the grave? And who is it that is digging the grave? It is a shroud thief. Somebody who they steal, and they don't only steal of the living. Such people, there are some people, Madivyas, who they go to Allahu Akbar, really shocking. Very shocking. Not just stealing from those people who are alive, they're stealing from the dead. They'll go through all of that just to steal what? The shroud of the dead. So this person, he's digging. Within, there is this great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is reciting Surah Yasin. As is on the 39th, the 40th one, this person continues to dig. As he completes the 40th Surah Yasin, this person completes his digging. He's thinking, yes, I'm going to get the shroud. There's a dead person within, I'm going to get the shroud. What happens? He's dug open the grave and he finds, he sees the shroud. But the person within there is not dead. Just, Allahu Akbar, imagine this. Imagine how frightened he must have been. And shall I tell you how frightened, how terrified he was? He was frightened so much that the person who was digging, the shroud thief, when he sees this person standing, he sees this person fully awake, is alive, this person dies due to being terrified. Yes, he was, Allahu Akbar, so scared upon seeing this that he himself dies from it. Out of fear. This person died out of fear. But the one who was in the grave, the one who was buried alive, Hazrat Nasruddin Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he was reciting the glorious Quran. He was reciting Surah Yasin. And this is such a situation, my dear viewers, that anybody else would think that Allahu Akbar, there's no way of getting out of this. Really, this is what people would think. That's it, there's no way. I might as well just die here. What's going to happen? I'm going to die of hunger, thirst, not being able to move, not being able to do anything. No, my dear viewers, this person, he was a person of knowledge. He had hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that this is the narration. That the narration is that when you are in trouble and you recite Surah Yasin 40 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall help you, shall aid you. And this is what he did. And this is how it helped him. Imagine this, really. Imagine we were in that situation. Allahu Akbar, this is really, may Allah ta'ala protect us from such a situation. Because, the level of the yaqeen, the certainty which this person had, who are we to match that? But when he recited this, look how it helped him. Similarly, my dear viewers, please regularly recite Surah Yasin. Allahu Akbar, there are so many blessings in reciting the glorious Quran. Inshallah, we shall mention different things we can recite and those things which we should recite. But more importantly, my dear viewers, please do remember that the entire Quran should be recited. We should make this part of our daily lives. Let's go to the daily Hadith Sharif, and then inshallah we shall continue. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will be listening to a very important hadith which is about repentance. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person repents of his sins, Allah makes the angels who write sins forget his sins. Likewise, Allah azza wa jal makes this person's body parts, that is his hands, his feet, his tongue, his eyes, forget as well, and also erases its signs on earth. Eventually, when he meets Allah on the day of judgment, no witness to his sin will be there from Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in view of the significance of repentance, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the great leaders of the Ummah have conveyed persuasive information regarding repentance in their sayings. As it is narrated, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O people, repent to Allah. Certainly, I also perform istighfar 100 times a day. A person asked Sayyidina ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, someone has committed a sin. Is there any possibility for his repentance? Sayyidina ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu turned away. Thereafter, when he turned again towards that person, his eyes were tearful. He said, there are 8 doors of Jannah. All of them open and close except that which is of repentance, because an angel is appointed at the door of repentance, which does not close. Therefore, carry out virtuous deeds and do not lose hope. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for any bad deed that we have done. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine, mashallahu azza wa jal. And alhamdulillah, today we have a special guest. Yes, this guest is very, very special, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He's joining us after some time. And this is our respected Tabriz by from South Africa. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have a look at society where we take one matter, which is a problem possibly in society, things which we need to consider. And mashallah, we have, you could say, our main man to discuss this. And this is our respected Mawlana Tabriz Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tabriz bhai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal, especially after seeing you, Shahbaz bhai. Alhamdulillah, I'm feeling much more better. Alhamdulillah. How are you doing, Shahbaz bhai?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Tabriz bhai, subhanallah. Today's topic, Tabriz bhai, was opening the Quran and reciting it. But do you have, you know, what do you have for us today in regards to a look at society, Tabriz bhai?
MashaAllah, Shahbaz bhai, as you said, a look at society, I would say that current affairs right now, and I think that we have noticed over the years, you know, alhamdulillah, illa mashaAllah, for those who are inspired, Allah Azza wa Jal grants them the ability and tawfiq to spend from what Allah has granted to them, but yeah, there are still many out there who are for themselves. And yet there are major issues in our society, but one of the crises that is faced globally is, you know, the crisis of finance, the crisis of hunger. People are, you know, fighting for a slice of life, should we say. And it's my earnest appeal out there, inshallah, you know, look at the ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of giving charity. Islam is teaching us to be kind, to be generous, to be, you know, a person that doesn't only think for himself. Islam is the religion that teaches us selflessness. You know, what we love for ourselves, we should love for others as well. So, Barakallah Shahbaz Bhai, shukran for granting me this opportunity for being part and parcel of your program called The Rise and Shine. And we are, you know, making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us generosity like Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Allah, by
so, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you know, the Sadaqah charity shut 70 doors of evil. Allah. Look into this and help the society. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam set such perfect examples for his ummah that, you know, till the day of Qiyamah, there is no better examples than this. That he sallallahu alayhi wa would remain hungry himself, but make sure the one who knocked on his door does not go empty-handed and his belly is full before leaving. So inshallah, whatever we love for ourselves, remember this is the sign of iman. One cannot reach the perfection of faith and iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, great khalif in Islam, subhanallah. He used to love giving sugar as charity. So someone had asked him that, Hazrat, why don't you give the money? Why don't you give the value? Why do you give the sugar rather in charity? He says, because Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Holy Quran, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allahu Akbar. So you can never attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal until you do not spend that which is beloved to you in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
At the praise, by honestly, jazakallahu khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you forever happy, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My dear viewers, inshallah, mashallah, that was our respected Maulana Tabriz Sahib. From all the way from South Africa, mashallah, he's taken his time out. He's generally, mashallah, a very busy man, busy in the deen. And this is the brilliance of, you know, the brothers of Dawat Islami, the members of Dawat Islami, in that, yes, they remain busy doing the work of deen. Imagine this. We have so many different types of people, and people are busy. No, I've got to do this in terms of business. I've got to go to my shop, and then I've got to do this, and then I just don't have no time. And imagine, mashallah. And this is what we find within Dawat Islami, those who are taking part and those who are helping. Now, yes, they're always busy, but what are they busy with? Oh, there's some brothers who wish to give money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to look after the poor. This is how such people are spending their time. You know, there's a brother who wants to give money for a well, so I need to call them and I need to do this. And alhamdulillah, it's all for the deen. And this is beautiful, honestly, my dear viewers, inshallah. Nevertheless, today we do have a package for the kids. So let's, inshallah, watch this and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
In a jungle, there used to be an apple tree and a neem tree. Apple tree was sweet, just like its fruit, whereas neem tree, it was sour. One day some honeybees came to that side. They saw a thick neem tree and said, "Let's go and make a house on this tree." One of the bees ran to talk to the neem tree. "Brother, please let us construct our house on this tree. We are new in this jungle."
No, you cannot construct house on me. Go from here."
Apple tree was looking and listening everything. He said to the neem tree,
"Oh, brother, you're a thick tree. You've got so many branches. Many nests can be made on you. Allow them to construct this small house, too."
After hearing this, the neem tree furiously replied,
"I will not allow them at all. If you're having so much of sympathy for them, you allow them."
After listening this, apple tree says to the honeybees,
"Listen, you all should not be worried at all. You can come and construct your house on me. You won't have no problems here."
When honeybees listen this, they become very much happy and they construct their house happily on apple tree. After a few days, a woodcutter comes to that jungle in order to get woods. He looks at apple tree and thinks,
"How huge this tree is. If I cut it and sell in the market, I will get a good income."
As soon as he picks his axe to cut it, all of a sudden, he looks towards the honeycomb. He stops and thinks, if he cuts this tree, honeybees may attack on him. Meanwhile, his sight goes towards neem tree, and he thinks,
this is more thicker than the apple tree. There isn't any nest on it too.
After thinking this, As soon as the woodcutter started cutting the tree, the neem tree started screaming loudly.
Can someone help me? Protect me? Is there anyone to help me?
After listening to the screams, the apple tree said to the honeybees,
You go and help that tree. He is in trouble.
After listening to this, the honeybees straight away attacked on the woodcutter and forced him to run away. The woodcutter left while saying, Help, help. The neem tree gives thanks to the honeybees.
Thank you so much. You have saved my life.
You shouldn't say thanks to us. Rather, you should say thanks to the apple tree who told us to come and help you.
Finally, the neem tree realizes his mistake, and he apologizes from honeybees and apple tree. Moral. Dear children, we learn from this story that we should never be arrogant. We should be sympathetic towards children, and we should not reply evil with evil. Rather, we should reply evil with good. Hadith. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet of Allah, intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, Shall I not tell you about the best manners of this world and hereafter? You mend relations with that person who breaks with you, and provide the one who deprives you, and forgive the one who oppresses you.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. I would like to mention some benefits of reciting the Mu'awwidhatayn, Surah Ikhlas, inshallahu azzurjal, and especially sending this to those who have passed away, to the deceased. It's mentioned that Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, إِذَا دَخَلْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرَ فَقْرَأُوا بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ والمعوذتين وقل هو الله أحد وجعلوا ذلك لأهل المقابر فإنه يصل إليهم. حضرت امام احمد بن حنبل رحمه الله تعالى states, he says that إذا دخلتم المقابر, that when you enter the graveyards, فقرأوا بفاتحة الكتاب, then recite سورة الفاتحة والمعوذتين, as well as قل أعوذ برب الفلق, سورة فلق, and Surah An-Nas, the Mu'awwadha, Tain, my dear viewers. And وَقُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, Surah Ikhlas. Recite these two. Why? And then وَجْعَلُوا ذَلِكَ لِأَهْلِ الْمُقَابِرِ, and send this to the people of the graves, the Muslims of the graves. فَإِنَّهُ يَصِلُ بِهِمْ, for indeed this reaches them. For indeed this reaches them. And similarly, it has been stated that Hazrat Hammad Makki, rahmallahu ta'ala, states that he says that one night I went to the graveyard of Makkatul Mukarrama and I laid my head on a grave and I just happened to fall asleep. In my dream, I saw the people of the graves sitting in a circle. I asked if the day of judgment had come to pass. Is it the day of judgment? قالوا, they said, no, لا. ولكن رجل من إخواننا, but one of our brothers, قرأ, he recited, قل هو الله أحد وجعل ثوابها لنا. He recited Surah Ikhlas and he sent us the reward. فنحن نقتسمه منذ سنة. So we have been distributing this, the reward, amongst ourselves for a year. Allahu Akbar, look how much reward is given to such people simply by reciting what? Surah Ikhlas. So my dear viewers of the channel, as a lesson to be learned from this is to encourage you to recite the glorious Quran, whether that's for our deceased, and we should do, it's our duty. You must remember this. It's our duty to read the Quran for those who are deceased, for those who are passed away, for those who have brought us up, for those who have done so much for us, for our parents. If our parents have passed away, we need to do something. And sometimes it's really shocking, my dear viewers, honestly. And once, as you know, you think that people are advancing, that they are, you know, they're becoming so rich, they're doing so much, and the parents did so much for them. Now, yes, they've developed it, Or maybe their parents have given it all to them. But then they're not doing nothing for their parents. And you think, what are you doing? Your parents have done so much for you. Your parents have now passed away. They need you. And at this moment in time, what are you doing for them? And mashallah, the way our respected Tabriz Bhai said, that give money. Give money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feed the poor. And what you love for yourself, mashallah, as our respected Mawlana Tabriz Bhai has stated the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a true believer is he who he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, my dear viewers. So we wish for all of this good food ourselves. We should also provide to others. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, my dear viewers, wherever you wish to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would advise you always give to Dawat al-Islami. Why? Because Dawat al-Islami will make sure it goes to that place. Yesterday somebody gave me some money, and that's it, they just gave me the money. They passed it through somebody else. They passed it through somebody else and said, you know, give this to him. And that's it, I received the money. But I said, what is this for? Where did it come from? Who gave it? They said, such and such person gave it. I said, why did they give it? They said, I don't know why they gave it. I said, I've taken the money and you don't even know you've taken the money. You don't even know why they've given it. You're just passing it on to me for what? How do I know what to do with it? It says charity. What charity? What type of charity? So I had to call the person. And I had to say, look, mashallah, you've given this money. What is it for? What type of charity is it? Where would you like for it to go? And then I also said, okay, this place you would like for it to go. I will try. But if I can't send it to such a place, then is it okay that I send it to a different place? Is there any place you would like me to send it to in case I can't send it to this particular place? Because it's not so easy sending it here. And after taking all of this permission, then alhamdulillah, I was satisfied. And my dear viewers, this is not just me, no. Alhamdulillah, this is the tarbiyah given to the people of Dawat al-Islami. That will make sure that if we've taken money, why, where is going to go? If we can't give it to such place, then what? So that we have your permission for everything. And wherever you tell us to send it to, inshallah, azza wa jal, all the members of Dawat al-Islami, please do go to recognize Zimadaran, and inshallah, whatever money you give in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether that's for water, whether it's for wells, whether it's to feed people, whether it's to open people's fasts, whatever it may be, if it's your zakat, whatever it may be, please give it towards Dawat al-Islami, and it shall go to the correct places. The place where you wish for it to go, inshallah, we will try our best to give it to such places. Let's quickly watch our fun promo and then we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
There are many ways to earn the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and reward from His court. Let me share with you an idea where you can earn huge amounts of reward. Yes, all you have to do is to support what you're watching right now. Yes, Madani channel. Imagine, your donation will be used to raise the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in order to mention the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to mention the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to say the naat of Mustafa, to explain the tafsir of Quran and sharaf hadith, to distribute the knowledge and wisdom to the world. You can imagine a great cause and its reward waiting for you in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can set up a standing order onto these details and support your beloved Madani channel.
Dawat Islami UK Madani channel, sort code 309773, account number 4363 4560, IBAN GB67 LOYD 309773436 34560, BIC LOYD GB 21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. As I said, my dear viewers, and inshallah, many people would be giving their charity. Please do give it towards Dawat Islami, especially your zakat. Now remember, when it comes to, right, that, you know, that's fine with charity. But when it comes to zakat, my dear viewers, and inshallah, then it is our duty, in order for that zakat to be done, for you to give it to those who are eligible, to those who are deserving. Remember, you must have this, you know, this assurance that you are giving it to people who are deserving, or it shall go, you're giving it to reliable people, that they shall give it to such people who are eligible. And alhamdulillah, by the way, my dear viewers, there's something to mention which is very, very important, that if there is some sort of organization you're going to give it to, first, I would say give it to Dawat Islami. Why? Because alhamdulillah, there is so much work being done in whichever field you think, you know, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is doing work in that field. They are giving, alhamdulillah. But my dear viewers, let's just say you were to give it towards a different organization, a different charity. Then there's a very, very important question you must ask. One, how reliable are such people? How reliable are such people? Secondly, do such people have, as a muftiyani kiram, muftis or scholars who are dealing with the matters? So that if there was to be a matter was to arise, then they would be able to deal with it in accordance to Sharia. And alhamdulillah, this is something we find within Dawat Islami and other organizations who don't have this, they need to have scholars dealing with their charity work. Because not anything could be spent anywhere. You know, because within the Sharia, alhamdulillah, there are rulings. And why are the rulings? Some may be thinking, you know, it's just given charity. Why are the rulings? My dear viewers, it's important to have rulings in order for the entire ummah, for everybody to be able to benefit from. Because the system is so complete, so perfect, that if the zakat was to be given properly everywhere, then we wouldn't have any poverty left. Alhamdulillah, this is something which has been proved with history too, but we don't have the time. That's all for now, my dear viewers, inshallah, and hopefully we shall be back with more rise and shine. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.